Jewels, a Ferrari? Well, not quite. The composer's name is Ermanno Wolf Ferrari, and that was the serenata from Jewels of the Madonna, which is not about rich people or famous people. It's just about ordinary people. That was the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra to start off our whole week of classical music, which you made possible last week. Thank you for contributing during our fall membership drive to raise money to keep us going for another 6 months. It's much appreciated at kansaspublicradio.org. We have some great morning music next for whatever you're doing, a Bach solo cello suite, also a happy march, and we'll go back to 77. Well, the 77th Symphony of Franz Josef Haydn, that is. And some live music after 11 with musicians from Washburn. Support for classical music on KPR comes from you and from the KC Civic Orchestra, presenting works by Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky, Debussy, and Mendelssohn, Sunday, October 12th, 3 p.m., in the Midwest Trust Center. Open to the public, but reservation is required at kccivic.org. And from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas, the Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Playing the Bach for us now is cellist Lynn Harrell on Kansas Public Radio. The great cellist Lynn Harrell playing the cello suite number 6 by Bach here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until noon, and we'll have Brahms twice this morning, I guess. The music from the end credits from the grand finale of Downton Abbey, that'll be just after 10 o'clock. And a couple of symphonies this morning. We'll hear Haydn's 77th this hour and Schubert's 3rd next hour. Good morning. It's about 26 minutes before 10 o'clock. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And we'll have some musicians from Washburn in the 11 o'clock hour to sing for us. They have a concert, a choral concert, tomorrow night at White Concert Hall with a lovely piece by Mendelssohn with soprano soloist. Here's Emmanuel Chabrier, the joyful Happy March on KPR. There is a feel-good piece for Monday morning, Emmanuel Chabrier's Joyful March, the Plovdiv Philharmonic. And next we'll hear from the Philharmonia Hungarica for some Franz Josef Haydn. And join us in the noon hour for classical music, a few basics from the likes of Mozart and Beethoven. We've got Tchaikovsky's Rome-inspired vacation piece, the Capriccio Italian. Classical music with Jeff from noon to 3 on KPR. I'm Cordelia with you until then. Support for the classical music this morning on KPR comes from you and from the Lead Center, welcoming singer-songwriter and master folk storyteller Ellis Paul, Sunday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Out of Haydn's 104 symphonies, here's the 77th on KPR. One of Haydn's lesser-known symphonies, that was number 77, Haydn Symphony played by Antal Doráty's Philharmonia Hungarica here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Another symphony coming up in about half an hour, Schubert's 3rd. We haven't heard that in the morning since about 2021, so looking forward to that coming up on KPR.
On Morning Edition from NPR News,
you already, Madam Assistant Secretary.
It's our job to bring you different views and to question everyone fairly. Join us weekday mornings.
Join us in the morning here on KPR for Morning Edition from NPR. Every weekday morning between 5 and 9 before classical music starts. It's 10 o'clock now. We're live, we're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute 90.3 FM. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Music from Downton Abbey after the news. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas. Working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. It's Kansas Public Radio.
Live from an eat of pasta for American families. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Rome.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 90 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. The end titles from the new Downton Abbey movie, The Grand Finale. The music by John Lunn. Good morning, it's KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Next we have a Brahms intermezzo for piano. Here's the first one on KPR. From Late in the Life of Johannes Brahms, his intermezzo, the first one from Opus 117, played by Ruth Laredo here on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 10:14. We have another piece by Brahms next from about a decade before. Also a Schubert symphony that first came out in the 1880s, although it had been written in 1815. Good morning, it's Kansas Public Radio. We have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in Lawrence, mainly after 11. Should be some clouds, some sun, 80 for a high. Tonight, 70% chance of rain. And tomorrow, Tuesday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 tomorrow morning. Then a slight chance between 10 and 1, cloudy morning, but eventually clearing and cooler with a high of 67 for tomorrow. Should be a perfect 72 for Wednesday. Here's Johannes Brahms, his variations on a theme by Haydn on KPR. Riccardo Muti and the Philadelphia Orchestra for Johannes Brahms' Variations on a Theme by Haydn on Kansas Public Radio. We'll have an Italian conductor in the 11 o'clock hour. He'll be at the piano and telling us about tomorrow night's choral concert at Washburn. And Dr. Crystal Buck, soprano soloist in the concert and voice teacher at Washburn, will sing for us some music by Mendelssohn. Looking forward to that. In the meantime, we'll hear a Schubert symphony next on KPR. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org. Well, here's the 1815 Symphony No. 3 by Franz Schubert. He was about 18 when he wrote this. The Third Symphony of Schubert on KPR. That was the Symphony No. 3 by Franz Schubert here on Kansas Public Radio. Schubert wrote his third when he was about 18 years old, in 1815, although that symphony, like a lot of his early ones, wasn't published until after he had passed away. So it wasn't published and put before the world in print until the 1880s. That performance of Schubert's third was courtesy of Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU.
Hey, it's every weekday morning.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition. It's on from 5 to 9 each weekday morning here on KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from you and from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through the October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. And from LMH Health's new Cancer Center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. Listen for a recording of the Washburn Singers right after the news, and then we'll have some live music with two music teachers from Washburn, Drs. Raffaele Cipriano and Crystal Buck, and they'll give us a taste of a choral concert tomorrow evening at Washburn Choral Concert. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Johann Nepomuk Hummel, the Hummel Trumpet Concerto in E-flat, with Raymond Leppard, the English Chamber Orchestra, and the great trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming up. It'll be December 13th, and tickets to the general public are on sale Saturday. It's the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, performing big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's something from a new album on the Sono Luminous label that's called Kiss on Wood. Here's the title track of that, featuring violist Rachel Yonan. This is by James McMillan, who was born in 1959. Kiss on Wood from 1993. A piece originally written for violin and piano by McMillan. That was an arrangement that this violist made of the piece from 1993, which is called Kiss on Wood. It was Rachel Yonan, violist, and Kwan Yi, pianist, from their album on the Sono Luminous album, which is called Kiss on Wood. There's some really great other pieces on it, too, like Schumann and Arvo Pärt. It has Brotherhood, and also it ends with his Spiegel im Spiegel. And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Remember, if you ever want to look up and see what's playing, or look up what's been played, we keep the lists online. Just check our playlists at kansaspublicradio.org. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
On Morning Edition, we hear from people with NPR News every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next one right here on KPR. It's 12 noon. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day. Jeff Watson's in to take over classics with some great selections. There'll be a Mozart overture in just a few minutes, followed by Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italian. Also, the Beethoven 4th Violin and Piano Sonata, as well as Jean Francais, Sergei Prokofiev's Autumnal Sketch, and Piano Quintet in A Minor, an early work by Camille Saint-Saëns. That's all ahead in the next hour or so, right here on KPR. And also check out something interesting by a female composer. It's a poem for cello and piano. We're live, we're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News.